Good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District. Let's see, this regular board meeting for Tuesday, March 8, 2025 at 6 p.m. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence. Okay.
All, Director Guillermo Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
And Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the consent calendar, we need an approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 18, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 18, 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 18, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 18, 2025.
I second.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Okay, awards of contracts, none. And let's move on to new business. Discussion action item. Request for Board of Directors compensation increase.
Hey, I brought that up because there hasn't been pay raise in 10 or so years. So I just think about everybody, you know.
So there is a process that needs to.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know about.
Right. So I got this from the state website, and basically I'll give you the executive summary.
Is that on one?
Yes, under tab one. It said, what is the maximum amount of compensation a special district board member may receive? Principal Act districts that have been codified in state law vary on maximum amount a board member may be compensated. Most code sections set the maximum compensation rate at $100 for each meeting attended by a board member of each day in which a board member is engaged in official duties. And then moving on to the next page, the next important part was many special districts can increase board member compensation pursuant to California Water Code Section 20201, which both sets the maximum amount of compensation per meeting at $100, but also authorizes board members to increase compensation above $100. Although this may be welcome news to districts interested in increasing compensation, there are three notable restrictions on a district's ability to do so. If a district board can increase compensation via Section 20201, number one, it must do so via ordinance. Number two, the increase may not exceed 5% for each calendar year. And number three, voters may petition for a referendum on the ordinance increasing compensation. As part of the ordinance requirement, special district boards must hold a public hearing for discussion on the compensation increase and publish a notice of hearing. Special districts should also note voter referendums may result in an ordinance appearing on a regular election or selection or special election ballot for voter approval. If the ordinance is struck down by voters, the special district board will be prohibited from adopting a new compensation increase ordinance for at least 1 year. So
you'd like to move that forward, those are the steps that we need to take.
Okay, now we can. I didn't know that all this happened, you know.
And 5%, that's, you know, like $105, you know, per
that's
year.
A lot of work for $5.
A lot of work for $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. I'm okay with what we have.
Yeah, I just go with what we got. It's only $5, you know.
We looked into it, so.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I wanted you to do. So we're just going to scratch it, or what? No,
do we need to take a vote, or no?
I don't think you need to vote, or...
Unless you want to
vote, just to say no.
General consensus.
Okay. Why can't everybody say no? No.
But if there's added expenses based on travel...
If they're required to, that's compensated on top of the 100.
Yeah,
I know all that stuff, you know.
And the classes too. We provide the required classes.
So it is a discussion action item. Do we need to do anything with it?
Unless you could motion to not pursue it. That's always the proper way to do it.
I make a motion to not pursue.
Not pursue the board member in salary increase?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Request for board compensation increase.
I second it.
Okay. So a motion to not pursue the board of directors compensation increase made by Director Davis, second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Titcher?
Aye. Okay. Item 2 is purchase used truck, sell 2022 Ford F-250. This is discussion item tab 2.
There's nothing in there.
Because
we really haven't received quotes. We were just requesting this
project to actually move forward. Because the current vehicle that we have, we spent $75,000 on. It's a dual cab. It's not fully utilized. It's kind of cumbersome parking, and there's equity in it.
Needs to be in a bigger district.
Well, you would have to have
more crew members for it to fully utilize. So we paid $75,000 for this vehicle. We currently owe $36,000, maybe less because we just made a payment.
The current value of that vehicle is $58,000 to be purchased on a lot.
So, if we sold that with a 10% increase, right? Basically, it's got equity, and they're not going to give you full equity. So, at least 10% equity, which would be about $40,000 for the vehicle.
Then you could take that
$4,000 to $6,000 and put down on the new used vehicle. Which we have several
that are listed around $24,000, $23,000 for the type of vehicle that we want. Just a single cab with utility bed, pipe rack, and everything like that.
So if we were
to sell that at $40,000 through the dealership that has one on their lot, and then purchase the new vehicle and using the equity as a down payment, then the vehicle would be in the $20,000 range.
So at a 6% interest, it would be $425 a month.
And right now,
what's that?
And right now you're paying
$1,479.
Yeah.
By $1,500.
On that truck out there?
On that truck out there.
Footage.
So we're paying $1,500 on that. So there's equity in it. So if we sell that, use some of the equity to put down on this vehicle and finance $21,000, like I'm saying, the
60-month payments would be
$425 at 6%, 9% would be $456. Even if it was high at 12%, it would still be $489. So you're still looking at $1,000 a month savings. So the first thing we would have to do is find the vehicle. We have three of them here. So which one is going to make that deal with us? Which they should. Because they're going to make money on our vehicle.
they're going to give us a little bit of equity.
So I think it's a pretty good move all around. We're saving $1,000 a month.
We're getting a vehicle that's more usable. I mean, park up things like parking a school bus, you know, because the school cab is pretty, pretty cumbersome.
So do we have any motions on this? Do we have any discussions?
Is that a new vehicle that we're looking to purchase, or is that
used?
Yeah. It wouldn't be more cost effective to buy a brand new one as far as interest and as far as...
Well, it's going to cost you the same, because basically if we were to sell it at 36, the vehicle that has is a new one without the utility, that is $38,000. So you're basically just swapping out the big vehicle with dual cab, utility bed, pipe rack for a new vehicle that doesn't have, that just has just a regular truck bed.
Just regular.
Yeah. And they really don't put a whole lot of mileage on it, you know, just here locally and everything like that. So right now we do have two vehicles and they have like crew cabs and that's where the tools are stored. And then we have vessels in the back. One of them is for weed abatement. It's filled with Roundup. The other one is for holding chlorine deliveries. So this one would have all the ditch pumps and heavy tools on there. So, so that's the thoughts.
I motion to move forward with the purchase of the used vehicle.
So you're going to sell, you're going to be looking at used vehicles or?
This will be all done through a dealership.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to buy one off the street because you'd have to.
Yeah, but I mean, you got one picked out or something already or no?
They printed up one, but are they going to be available because we have to go through several board meetings in order to process this. So
as long as we're allowed to stay within a certain range, you know, that's kind of what we're looking at. Looking at a used vehicle for $25,000, getting $40,000 for our vehicle, that's kind of the range we're working with.
And saving $1,000 a month on payment.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking to do?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we ought to just move on forward. Let's go. Let's approve it.
So, Mike, were you looking for a specific number for them to give you, or just for moving forward with the purchase of the vehicle at all?
So to give exact numbers then, so we would have to get $40,000 for our current vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And purchase the vehicle
under $25,000. So that's the game plan. That's what's approved from this board meeting. If we have to come back and revise that, then we'll have to come back and give you a more specific number.
Okay, that's what I've written down here.
I approved that. Yeah.
So $40,000 and $25,000.
Yes.
So he made the motion. I seconded it.
Okay. So is that? I know you made the motion with those terms, where we would get the $40,000 from the current vehicle, and then would pay $25,000 for up to $25,000 for the used vehicle.
Correct.
So that motion, made by Director Perez and second by Director Davis. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Okay, old business. Discussion updates with SGPWA Director.
Yes,
here we go.
Yeah, so there's not been a lot of motion at the last two board meetings. It's been pretty simple, so I think the next meeting is going to be pretty heavy. The Hell Hydrant is, there's a hole in the ground. I don't know if there's more than that up there, but I do know that Hell Hydrants are moving forward. Let me see, I think High Valleys is going to start construction, maybe Q3. I thought I had that. Maybe Q2, Q3. For High Valleys to even start. I know the last time I said they were talking about doing dedication pieces there, that I think That's changing and altering right now, so we'll have more about that.
Didn't they say they're hoping April at the casino or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're moving around with the Hella Hydra?
Yeah, the celebration or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's moving around. But I've been getting out. I went to Urban Water Convention, and then there was a Women in Water Leadership in Downey. I wish I would have known I had a little bit more leeway on that because I would have liked to see you guys there. It was a really good time. Even at lunch, it was a lot of just women in water. It was a good little one-day seminar. So, other than that, any questions for me? I'm still learning. There's a lot.
Yes, I do have a question.
Yes.
Did you take your tour?
Not yet. I'm taking a tour.
You weren't in the tunnel?
No. I wanted to be in the tunnel, though.
Oh, okay.
I thought about that a couple days later, so I didn't get a tour of the San Jacinto.
Oh, okay.
Because that's Metro. That's not state water, so it's... But
I don't know if you're involved in that.
Yeah, no, I would have wanted to be in the tunnel.
Took a tunnel, tour of the tunnel over here?
Matt just did a tour of the tunnel because it's shut down right now for maintenance. So, I'll send you the video.
I would have done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the field workers here wanted to do that.
I think they're on the waiting list.
Yeah. We're on a waiting list?
I know the staff here, so we can put you on there.
I had emailed the guy back in September, and he was like, we'll try to plan something in October, but I think he forgot probably, so. I only have his email. I don't have his phone number or anything.
We'll email him again.
We can work on it.
I know Desert Valley just went, Desert Valley Water, or not Valley, but Desert Water, there's so many water companies. the State Water Project
Desert
out
Hot
in
Springs.
Palm Springs. What?
Desert Hot Springs.
No, it's Desert Water, because it's a state project.
Okay.
Yeah. They went, but hopefully I'll talk to Lance and say, hey, what can we do to get in the tunnel? We want to go in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Cavazon wants to go. We all want to go in the tunnel.
Yeah.
I go take a tour on Thursday of Devil's Canyon and all of our infrastructure for the water that goes up to Beaumont.
I walked down Edgar Canyon yesterday.
Edgar Canyon?
It's Beaumont Cherry Valley.
Oh, okay.
We're doing a pipeline down there. So I walked it yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't gone on any tours yet, so.
All right.
Have you gone to the school yet?
I have gone to the school. I did Cavazon School. I went to Palm Innovation School. It's fun just to watch the kids learn about water. So, I'm hoping they get into my middle schooler's class because I really want to go into his science class. That would be fun. He would be mortified.
Yeah.
It's always good to embarrass the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, was that it?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, well, discussion, action item, community involvement.
So, I think it was today, I stopped by the community center and made contact with the receptionist, and basically they are going to be sending a flyer out, and they're going to do a collaborated effort with one of the church groups here. They're going to send out a flyer, so we'll make some...
For Easter.
Cool. Are we going to donate eggs or anything?
We'll donate whatever we can.
Marshmallow chicks and all.
Eggs are too expensive.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want the fake eggs, you know?
Chocolate eggs.
Oh, there you go.
That's going up, too.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Plastic eggs from the... From the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, let's move on to updates. CWD operations report by our wonderful general manager, Michael.
There we go. Okay, so the first update we have is more information on the Hella Hydrants.
The Hella Hydrants, basically, the pipe installation is complete. They are putting the rings in with the gravel pack. We're waiting for the tanks to be fabricated, and once they're completed, one of them was supposed to be here at the end of the week. It might. And that would be installed by Superior Tank. So that's up at the Tank 1 site. They were installing the operations panel, which is the solar SCADA panel that has the batteries in it that operates the whole system. So when the when the helicopter flies over, he's got his remote control and signals it, and then releases water into the tank and fills it up and for the firefighting procedure. So
we were going to try and get it completed. They scheduled a ribbon cutting ceremony on April 17th. They have a PR firm had reserved the drum room at the Morong Casino,
but they said because the window
was not going to be confirmed to have it done in time, they postponed it until May.
So they don't have a confirmed date for May, but I'll keep you updated. That's the picture of the drum room. It's right below the Cielo restaurant.
With the Cielo restaurant is the
top floor of the Morong Casino. So
what's with the window? What window? Window in the restaurant or whatever it is?
Time frame?
Time frame window.
Oh, time frame window.
No, the reason they have it up in the casino, the ribbon cutting ceremony up there, because you cannot be next to the hell hydrant, because when the helicopter does fly over and fill up,
just the blade
wash would just create so much dust that you couldn't be that close. So they're going to have a little
ribbon cutting ceremony, dedication ceremony.
And you can watch them through the window.
Yeah.
So I want to be there.
All pretty much class. So yeah, once we get a confirmed date, then we'll let everybody know when that ribbon cutting ceremony is. So that's all I have on that. The next item is the Well 5 that was been rehabilitated, and I mentioned earlier that the
impeller bowl assembly
was installed and it was miscalculated,
so the 200 horsepower motor does not adequately
run that pump, so the contractor is going to
make a better calculation. He's going to replace the 200 horsepower motor with a 250 horsepower motor at his expense
and install a VFD that would run the motor efficiently. So they were going back and forth on what they were going to do, whether it was a VFD or a soft start. So they're moving forward with that, so that should be equipped and running before the next board meeting. So hopefully that'll be the update I'll have for you before May, or before the April. And of course, due to the Edison PSPS
shutoff events, we've experienced a couple of events here at the office where we were out of power for 2 days on two separate occasions, back to back.
So I did get a quote for backup generation here at the office from Bray
Electric, and that came in at $106,000 for backup generation. The alternative would be to get the backup battery systems, which basically they're just little
components, probably 200 pound batteries, that would
run the computer room for 48 hours with a 3-hour recharge time. But I got educated on that, so basically the backup battery would only keep the computer
operations up and running. It would not run the workstations. So you would have to have one in the computer room, and each one of them is $7,700. So one in the computer room, and then one for each workstation.
And then it wouldn't work the Wi-Fi.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have Wi-Fi because that works off electricity also.
Okay.
That's a 3-hour charge?
A 3-hour to recharge. So if it went for 40, if you use it for 48 hours.
3 hours to charge it back?
3 hours to charge it back up. But we would have the internet.
It's not Wi-Fi? Yeah.
Because our internet goes down as soon as the electricity goes out.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
I know that High Valley, with all this asking the county and stuff, is looking into Starlink up there. That's what Stan's doing.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive, too.
They're saying, what do you need?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay. But we'll look into everything to keep the office up and running. But for now, it basically... when we did meet with Riverside County, Juan Perez, and talked about firefighting and backup generations to run the well to keep the reservoirs full. One of the additional items was backup generation for the office.
We'll see if that can be grant funded as well. That's my hopes. And of course, CleanCap did provide a quote for the portable generator well one, and that had to be a 375 kW, and that came in at $287,000. So that would be ground funded as well.
So with the office up and running and well one up and running, you could run the district?
Absolutely. Yep.
Because we do have a generator over at well two. That's the only generator we have. So well two is our workhorse.
We only have one.
Yeah. But you can't run that well off of it, can you?
Yeah.
Or you can?
Yeah.
So well two has a backup generator and it has the Tesla battery.
Oh, the batteries don't work.
The battery.
So that was a grant funded project that will not run the well. So it was undersized, unfortunately.
But the generator will?
The generator will. Yeah.
Okay.
The generator's been there for quite some time.
And we have used it, so it does work. And next item, I believe I mentioned it at the last meeting, that we had a meeting with Tam of Arrowhead Bottling requesting a service reconnection from the Calvazon Water District. So I gave them all the information. I gave them the rates, the monthly service charge, and recommended that they update their pipeline that's been severed in several sections. So. And during the process of replacing their pipeline, we would recommend updating it so it would enhance our distribution system and have availability to customers along Bonita and down Elm. So that'd be 3,400 feet of pipe. But they haven't got back to me, so they got to go through their board and everything, get approval, talk about the project, the rates, and. Is that something they want to pursue?
Okay, so Arrowhead wants to come back to us?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So do we give them a break if they put in the pipeline?
So
how does that work?
That's a good one. I like that one, man.
There's a lot of moving parts in that. So basically, if they were to say, okay, we want service, we would need to make,
so the short version is they would have to repair the line, right?
Okay.
So if they upsized it. And
so if they upsized it, it's like, okay, we're gonna contribute to
replacing the pipeline. So we're gonna upsize it to 12 inch and.
From the Red House through there?
From the Red House.
Okay, or somewhere.
3,000 feet down Bonita and 400 feet down Elm.
Oh, okay.
And that would be at $47 a feet a foot.
It's $160,000. $160,000 just for the pipeline. That was taken from the last quote that we got from Esperanza. Esperanza pipeline was
$105 a foot, but only $47 for material. So we would contribute towards the material.
So we would contribute $100,000 for the pipeline because it's going to cost $160,000, and then the $60,000 we would give them a reduction for their service charge, monthly service charge,
until that was paid in full.
Right.
So we would only be on the hook for $100,000 upfront
to increase our service area.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So why are they coming back, or why do they want to, or do they have to, or what's going on?
So their main feed comes from, I believe it's Millard Canyon.
Millard down. They got the two wells up there. They come down, and they're worried about the water levels. That it may not keep up with their demand. So they're looking for a supplemental source.
I got a feeling that Morongo's got something to say about that too.
Yeah, what do they got to say about it?
Well, I haven't heard from them, so yeah.
I bet they're probably cutting them back a little bit.
You haven't heard from Covington yet?
No, I haven't discussed it with them. Yeah. Yeah, this is just between us and Arrowhead Bottom Plant for now. So.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, you know, if they want to come back, that's fine.
Yeah.
They want to take a little higher price, they have asked them.
Whatever, you know.
That actually is beneficial to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If we can, you know, pay their demand, you know, like you're saying, you know, the
It would be similar to what the Cabazon outlet
revenue is. Based on the meter size and the usage and everything like that, you're looking at $25,000 to $35,000 a month.
Well, of course, it's going to cost more in operations because Edison runs our wells, so it's going to cost us more in Edison.
Yeah, that's okay. You know.
Operations cost is going to go up a little bit, but I think in the long run we're going to be a lot better off. Plus, if you do replace that main and you have customers signing up, you got your capital facilities charges that are going to come on for service connections that are hooked up to that main. And there's a lot of...
What about Victor?
He's gone.
Is he?
Okay.
What's the main going to the Red House?
No, I think it's like a 6-inch main that comes off of the meter. But that's been severed.
What is it coming?
The main?
Coming down to the Red House.
To the Red House? I know there's several areas where it was 6-inch AC, but going down that far?
Yeah, it's not. Probably 8-inch.
So then you're going to upsize it to 12?
Yeah. Because eventually, I mean, we did put in for grant funding to replace all of Broadway, all of Bonita.
Okay.
Right, because you want to upsize it for future growth. And then, it was a three-part grant request. It was all of Bonita, all of Broadway,
and then the whole Jensen area. And then little by little, after
the new pipeline for the Arrowhead Bottling Plant was installed, and then each year you can continue down 1,000 feet a year.
So you get down to the wash. And then you're going to have an engineered pipeline that goes under that wash.
Yeah.
It's just going to be encased in concrete.
Yeah.
They're going to put a bridge across there, so
okay. Well, what are they talking about?
Whatever Riverside County's working on.
Yeah, I think they're just putting out.
They just blow it all off all the time.
Well, no, that was brought up at the MAC meeting. Remember they talked about that? There was going to be some construction.
Yeah.
They were going to have some.
People crossing.
Yeah. Road closures.
Yeah, but it's not anything to benefit us.
Yeah.
It's to benefit them.
And they put it off before, so.
Right.
All right.
So those are the future projects that could benefit the water district. And I believe that's all that I
have. You had an interview with the Associated Press, you said?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so, okay. Got so many pages in here. So the Associated Press wants to come on and do an interview about the Hella Hydrants. I do have a little response in case they want some basic information.
They're talking about cameras and everything like that, but I think Mickey already gave them a nice little interview, but it was just for the newspaper, I think. So the Associated Press is coming out. She contacted me. They want to bring cameras out and stuff. So
you want Sarah in that picture?
So just to give an update on what I'm going to be talking about is the benefits of the Hella Hydrants offer several advantages. They provide quick water access by being strategically placed with a quick fill water source for firefighting helicopters, reducing response times during emergencies. Improved efficiency by allowing helicopters to refill water tanks rapidly, helping suppress fires sooner, preventing loss of property and life. Reduced ground crew workload. Hella Hydrants operate independently, freeing up ground crews to focus on other critical tasks. Cost-saving measures by reducing helicopter fleet maintenance costs by minimizing rotor time and optimizing firefighting operations. Safety for firefighters during remote operations ensure that ground firefighters remain safe in areas that are difficult or dangerous to access. I'll give this to you.
Environmental benefits.
By integrating with municipal water systems, they provide a sustainable and reliable water source for firefighting. These systems are a game changer for communities in
wildfire-prone areas. Having infrastructure that stays in their service area, providing water near local homes 24/7, 365. Every heli hydrant is remotely activated, helicopter pilots controlled, using a radio signal to activate the solenoid-operated valve, which then fills the tank for continuous use.
Each site has an independent power source that includes rechargeable solar batteries, a solar power charger system, and a manual operation. Cities can enhance their firefighting abilities with the installation of helihydrants by allowing helicopters to snorkel water from more locations than are currently available. And of course, Supervisor Gutierrez and the Riverside County has provided funds to build helihydrants across the San Gorgonio Pass Water Agency service area. Cabazon Water District sites will provide coverage on both sides of the 10 freeway.
Information I'll give the associated.
Cool.
Now that's all I have.
All right, let's move on. Public comments. No? General Manager Board comments. Future agenda items. Suggested agenda items from the public. From management.
Not next month, but the following month we'll have the budget for the Finance and Audit Committee, and then the following month. So in May we'll bring it to just the Finance and Audit Committee. And then in June, we'll bring it to the Finance and Audit again, and then the full board. Not next month.
That time again.
Yeah. So we're going to start working on that pretty soon.
Yay!
Yay!
Any suggested agenda items from the board members? Okay. Future board items, next board meeting dates.
You guys can all read those.
Can I get an adjournment?
Motion to adjourn at 6:38. Made by Director Carlin and second by Board Vice Chair Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Kind of got it a little backwards there, huh?
Yeah, I have the old. What's called?